tumah. The shedra is the spine. So Rashi says, "Letitama b'yoyah b'loy b'osin." In case you have the shedra of a mate, of an odom, let's say, and there's no b'osin on it, so how much of the shedra has to be there, like to give a tumah mate? If you have the whole shedra, it has tumah mate. How much is missing? Could be missing from it that takes off the lock of tumah mate. So to machlokes, the shama yomrim shteichus. The shami says two vertebrates have to be missing. Or they still yomrim chuyach, even if one vertebrate is missing. Also, it's not called a complete shedra. It has no tumah mate. The yomra of Yudam Ashmuel v'chein l'treifom. The same halachas applies by treifom. But according to Beis Tillah, if it's missing one chuy, is called a treifah. According to Beis Sham, it's not called a treifah until it's missing two chuyis. So we're into Gemara. Ha chotzela b'loy chulya. Ha sam chulya b'loy tzela. So the kashra is here. You see what makes the treifah is the akira of the chulya, of the vertebrate, not the ribs. So the rest is like this. If you uproot the tzela, the ribs, without the chuyah, it's also a treifa. They were talking about just the vertebra without the tzela. So each one of them can make it into treifa. So this shleim tzela b'loy chuyah, you can have the case that just the ribs were dislocated, taken off, but not the vertebrate, mishkatas lo. That the middle of the vertebrate is still there. El chuyah b'loy tzela hecha mishkatas. How could it be that the vertebrae was taken off, and not the rib, but they're attached to the vertebrae? Samura says, we're talking about now, the shiloi kafli. That's like the bottom part, below, under the loins. So there Rashi says over there, yeshchul yisharbe, shein but slois, a lot of vertebrae there that have no ribs to it. That's what we could have, that the chuyi was taken off, and not the tzela. Samura says, maskiv lo ravoshi, asked the question, why don't we learn this halacha then about the kulis of Beishamai? Beishamai says it's not called a treifa unless two chulyas are missing. And v'chumr v'silu v'silu is machman, even one chulya makes up a treifa. So it says, Omalei Rav, ki yisashol linyan tum misashol. This shal was asked in the Beis HaMidrash, negeh tilchus tumah, tevulu Beishamai l'chumra, negeh tilchus tumah, there's the shal, how long does the shedra still have the tumah sameis? So there, Beishami is machmir. Beishami says to have the tumas ameis up until two chuyas are taken off. Now the Mishnah says the gugola shenech v'sob ruba, in the case with the skull, if like robe of it was shattered, that's also called a treifa. So Mor explains now. Boy Rav Yirmiya, roiv goiva, roiv hakeifai teiko. What's called the roiv of the skull? Does it mean the greater portion of the height of the skull, or does it mean the hakeifai, the circumference of the skull? So teiko, that's a shayla. Rashi says, roiv gadol means min anayim alamala, from the eyes upwards. Roiv keifa means gadol miroiv, that's mua. Roiv keifa means the circumference all around it, that's a bigger shear than roiv gadol. But the teiko, how much has to be shattered of the skull? Then the Mishnah says, ubosara choifa roiv keves berubai, if this like piece of meat that's covering over the keres, the stomach, so that big membrane, if there's a cut in it, right of it is cut. So, boy Ravashi, b'roiv kerua, or b'roiv notel. What does it mean to say? Does it mean to say that the roiv is torn, or what's taken away? Rashi says, b'roiv kerua, b'kol shchem b'roiv netula, or b'roiv netula shenit the ruba, ava b'roiv kerua le mitrefa. That's the shalom. What is it called? The bosra choifa roiv akeres. Is it roiv krua, the rib part, or else the part is taken off? So the Gemara says, Tiv shed leish reposha the shalom, midas nan. We learned the Mishnah before, that keres hapnimis, the inside, keres inside stomach, shenikva, that has a nekev, or shenikva roiv hachitzoin, or else the outside one, that's ripped, robe of it. V'yam marov in Eretzro, they said, mishmeid rab yeisir bachanino. The name of Rabbi Yisrael Bechanino, that kola keres, kula, the whole stomach, zuri keres apnimi, that's called the inside stomach. The yezu keres achitzoin, what's called the outside stomach, that is bosar hachoyfes roiv hakeres, that's the outer membrane that goes all the way around the stomach. So if so, ishtabarai, it means roiv krua. Samara says, midu, a time el, which was only reason, according to, there's only a question according to Shmuel. So I'll tell you that Omer Reb Yaakov Bar Nachman Yomar Shmuel Mokem Shein Bar Milas. He says different shot altogether. He says what's called the Kerasap, Achitzayno, that's the place where there's no like here or there. That's the shear of the Keras Achitzayno. Rashi says, according to Shmuel, Smokem Shein Bar Milas Dainu Bar Keras Atzmo. V'yu Moisif Hai Trefus the Bosra Chayfra Masnissin. The Gemara Gemira Leva Tanu Da Masnissin Maisi Lo Vizeh Aklal. That the actual Mishnah is talking about the keres itself. This din of the bosa choifas roiv, that's like an extra, that's only a ribuy from the klal of the Mishnah, but not what the Mishnah itself is talking about. Therefore, you can't bring any proof from the Mishnah itself. Therefore, it's good shayla, but not pushy to shayla. Whether it means roiv krua, or it means roiv or notel. Then it says the Mishnah, drusha sazev, it was doros of a zev if a wolf attacked it. Some Rav Yudah Marav, by a behemo minazev ulamalo, any animal that's more dangerous than a wolf above that makes a treifas by a behemo. Uvoifis, what has to attack a bird to make it into treifa? Minanetz ulamalo, anything above the hawk would make it into a treifa. Lamuti my, what does it come to exclude? You let me, if you want to tell me lamute chosol comes to exclude a cat, that a cat does not make it into a treifa. Nini, we learned already. Or Jerusha says Zev, it says only the Zev, which is mashma only the wolf, and nothing less. The Chitav, maybe you'll tell me, Hokum mashma, that's the Chiddush over here, the Zev, Begasa, Nami Doris, that a wolf even goes to attack a big animal, maybe that's the Chiddush over here. For the more know what Tanan we learned, Abu Dwayna, Jerusha says Zev, Bedaka, or Jerusha says Re Begasa, no, a Zev, a wolf, only attacks a small animal. An Ari, a lion, attacks the big one. Tichitem, maybe you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda Miflag Polo, Rabbi Yehuda argues on this. I know, V'yomer Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Omar Rabbi Yeloi, that Loi Bo Rabbi Yehuda Lefarash Jivin Chomin. Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to explain the Chomin, he's not coming to argue. So what's the Chiddush by this Ev? Samora says, Gavra, Gavra, Karomis, he has to question one of the other, Enechanami. He'll learn, he's only coming to explain, but we can learn really is coming to argue. Rashi says, Gavra of Gavra Karomis means the Rebbe Loza Ad-Rav, the Rav of Rebbe Yehuda Polik, the Tanakama Filu Begasa, the Tanakama is saying that a Zev could attack even a Gasa. The Yisrach, the Rav, Lashmina, the Minazev, Ulumato, Afilu Bedaka, Namid Loi, anything less than a Zev doesn't even attack a Daka, does not even attack a Daka. Late time, don't say what the doctor says. Zev mishum gasa, because Zev attacks the big one, or an ox, a bodaka, maybe a sheep, a filu chosol nami. The Kamash will know that nothing under a Zev attacks even a daka. That's the Chiddush. Then the Gemara says, "Ibois him if you want to tell you the olim really limute chosol is coming to exclude a cat." That's like this. Madzim, I would have thought to say. Orcha de Milsa Katani, that the Mishnah fixed on a wolf, is there, but that's the normal case. But maybe you would then a cat also can make a treifus. Kamash will know that only a wolf and nothing under that. Omer of Amram, Omer of Chizda. Drushas Chosul, if a cat attacks something, on the Miya Begadiyim. Like he argues, and he says yes, that if a cat attacks, Drushas Chosul, on the Miya Lepanto. The Gedeim of Atloyim, if they go to attack goats or lambs, it's called a Drusa. And Drusa called the Yifis. And if a weasel goes to attack a bird, that's also called a Treifa. Mason, it's Avakash, it says what? Drusa of Chosul. The Drusa of Chosul. If a cat goes to attack something, or else Nates in the Mia, or else of a hawk, or else in the Mia, it's only a drusa, it's only a treifa, if the neck of it makes a hole into the chal, into the inside of the animal. It has to go into the cavity of the animal. Well, drusa, less blue, but there's no stam din of a drusa, stam it attacks it. You see, there's no treifas by a chosel. So Mar says, but Tizbro, is that a good reasoning? Nate's Lador is a true what he's saying that the hawk doesn't make a drusa. Yotnan, we learned the drusa sanate, that the nates does make a drusa noifos. So like Kasha, kan b'yofos kan b'gdiyam atloyim. And echnami, in the birds, the hawk can make a drusa, but by the goats and the lambs, it does not make a drusa. Mikomokim still the Rav Chizda speaking on Rav Chizda kasha, and the Gemara who diyam he says kiyat like this tano kiyat ana. The Tanya Brivi learned Brivi and Ribi says lo yomu was not said in drusel abamokim sheimatzilin abamokim sheish matzilin yesh drusa. But with nobody's there to fight the animal to protect him, then he doesn't get so angry. Then there's no drusa. Avamokim sheish matzilin, but somebody there to try and protect it. Like he's starting up with the animal, then the animal gets angry, even the cat, and it would be a drusa. Avavamokim sheish matzilin yesh drusa. So verse says now avamokim shein matzilin ain't drusa to what you're saying. Ivehi tanagrilus, it was a chicken. David beirav kana the royit chosel basro that a cat was chasing it. The only in druya it went into like a hidden place. The yisiyachid dosha biyape o machil dosha b'stichufei. So again, so what happened was the cat ran into a room, and the cat and the Tanagirlis. So when the cat was chasing it, Tanagirlis closed the door, and closed the door like on the face of the cat. So the cat went and put his paws on the door, and we found there five paws chamisha krote dama. So here you see the cat does get angry. And it could kill, it could like make a drusa, even though nobody was trying to protect it here. Samur says, yes, atzola satzma nami, atzola sachem domi. Here that the Tanago tried to protect itself, and they closed the door on the cat, that also got the cat angry. Therefore, also he made a drusa. Then if nobody protects, then he doesn't get angry, he doesn't make a drusa. Ach, Samur says, v'rabonon, zihir islei. Yes, it's true that this cat has this type of zehira, has this type of poison in it, but it's not that big, it doesn't really burn, it doesn't make it into a trefa. So the trefa here is the fact that this poison comes out of it, like burns through, so they hold it's not that strong, it doesn't make a trefa. Ika the army, some say, Hamani Bribi,
because according to Bribi, he, Titania, because Bribi is the one that says that the claws of a cat is not really a trefa. But the other ones hold yes. Whose is Bribi? It's like this. Tanya Bribi.
Tanya, but not like this. Bribi and Bribi says, Loi Omru Yesh Drusa. When was it said that a cat?
Again, Elavamokim Shein Matzilin. When nobody's there to protect the cat, the animal. Avavamokim Shein Matzilin. When someone's there to protect the animal, then ain't Avavamokim Shein Matzilin, then ain't Drusa. If there's nobody there to protect the animal, if the cat is nervous, you want to tell me ain't Jerusalem, there's no din Jerusalem, is that true? For who time the goddess, it was a hen. Tabi, day Rav Kana's bar, Rav Kana, the royal chosel basra, the cat was running after it, the Orlean Junior, and the hen tried to protect itself, and it went into a room. And the achter dosha biyapa, and the door got closed. And the door got closed in the face of the cat. And a machia ledosha besechufei, and the cat like put its claws against the door, and the ishtakach we found on the door there chamisha krote dama, five spots of dam, to see the chur that there is drusa by a cat, even though there's nobody there to save the hen was just trying to protect itself. So my answer is anachanami hatzolus atzma, if the hen tries to protect itself, that's also ksida katzos achem dam, it's like somebody else trying to protect the cat. And then back to the Jerusa. And the Khanami. But Mashenka, if nobody's trying to protect him, then the cat is not that vicious, then there's no Jerusa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start the next video on the next tape.